and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're talking about something very interesting that I think plays a role with a lot of LDS and Christian people across the world, and that is LDS Church Welfare Department. And joining me today to talk about the history of the welfare program is Rick Long. He's the manager of the Bishop Storehouse Services. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're very welcome, Jennifer. Thank you.
So first, tell me about how the church started its welfare program and why.
Well, really, in practice and principle, the welfare program of the church has existed since the church was first organized. Even the scriptures refer us to welfare principles, core principles that happened even before the birth of the Savior Jesus Christ. So the principles of welfare have always been with us. But due to some circumstances that existed in the Salt Lake Valley, the members of the church gathered together their resources and were able to establish a program that was able to help saints to survive through the Great Depression and other great events.
When you hear the word welfare, if you're not familiar with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it may evoke images of or thoughts of, you know, the federal welfare program where there's food stamps and there's, government-based programs. How is this different?
Well, I think the principles of welfare really are timeless. And one example is when the pioneers came across the plains, the early saints would stop and they'd actually plant crops for the saints that would come thereafter. Even though the planters of the crops never saw, in many cases, the folks who would be eating the food, they were practicing principles of welfare. And those who came behind then would be able to take advantage of the generosity and goodness of those saints who'd planted the food, and they were able to sustain themselves through that season. You know, one other thought that I have with that is during the Great Depression, the program really did help to solve major problems that associated with poverty and unemployment. And I think we need to keep in mind that at the time welfare first began in many areas of the Salt Lake Valley, unemployment was nearing 70%. And so we had lots of issues with idleness, lots of issues with frustration, depression, and other issues that really needed attention by the brethren. And this program really met that need.
How do you think it's evolved throughout the years?
Well, I think our buildings are a little bit more modern, and our food is a little different. But again, the core principles of welfare are still there. I think the modern aspects of welfare would be introducing some of the other agencies of welfare. For example, our home storage centers. This is a means by which we can provide assistance to families as they try to build up their food storage and their self-reliance. We have an online store where in this day and age with internet presence, with that capability, we can ship those products across country and reach folks who have never been able to be reached before through this online store. And then there's always the great programs, the stalwart programs of the welfare, such as employment centers and Deseret Industries that help to provide specialized training, and LDS Family Services helping with addictions and all those kinds of things. So in many ways, we've really been able to treat the whole individual with the welfare program.
And I've had the opportunity to go in the Bishop Storehouse, and I've got to tell you, it's impressive, and it's a well-oiled machine. I mean, I think people might be surprised to hear how much volume goes in and out, don't you think?
They would be amazed. You know, the scriptures tell us that there will always be a need. There'll always be the poor among us, and we have to address that need and be a resource to those priesthood leaders as they try to administer the program.
What do you think the welfare program does as far as the Christ perspective and what Christ teaches us about serving others and going forward? And how do you feel like the welfare program encompasses that?
Well, I think ultimately the goal that individuals and families should have is to be self-reliant. Obviously, that's a key component of welfare itself. So they can in turn around and help others in their time of need. When we are enjoying times of plenty, that's when we really should be thinking about the times that are not so good, the times that we've been foretold of true trial and struggle. how can we give if our cupboards are bare kind of an idea. So one of the things that we really try to push is that aspect of self-reliance, and service is obviously a big component of that. You know, in a nutshell, the welfare program really is a framework and a system that provides aid and comfort to the Lord's poor and needy children. And it really is just an extension of you and me just giving and caring about our neighbor, and not being caught up in protecting ourselves so much, but opening ourselves up to helping individuals.
Is there an experience that sticks out in your mind that you could tell you really made an impact, or that the church welfare system had really changed lives?
Well, there are many stories like that that I have seen and talked to many individuals who have been so appreciative of the welfare program. I think the story that comes to mind first would be I was one of the first responders to the Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana and throughout the coast, the Gulf Coast. And I was particularly struck by one individual as I went out into the field trying to find people who were in need and trying to determine what kind of assistance we need to bring in from the church. I loaded my little pickup truck and drove down to a town called Waveland, Mississippi. And as I got to Waveland, half the town was destroyed as the huge storm surge had come in and wiped out that community. Well, I found the LDS chapel there, and we'd had some folks sheltered there, probably 10 to 12, 15 people that were there at the time. And this was right after the hurricane happened. And so I was particularly struck as I was unloading the supplies that I had. This little old beat up red van pulled up, opened up the back doors, and inside the cargo area of the van contained all of their food storage. Cans of product that they'd brought, even a can of mustard and a bottle of mustard and some other items that was coated with mud. But he had gone back and dug it out of the mud and wanted to serve those that he was sheltered with. And it was just such a good feeling as he brought in that food. It almost had a sacred feel to it. And it was able to sustain those people throughout the night until I was able to get back, get more supplies, and then get them replenished.
Definitely the welfare program touches many lives, not only the people that it's serving, but also the people who are doing the serving. Thank you so much for being here, to Rick Long. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.